class is getting back in session, and that also means the start of the theater calendar, especially for Playmakers Repertory Company out of UNC. They're opening their 2016-2017 season this week, the PRC 2 season, to be precise, with the world premiere of a one-man show called Draw the Circle. It's by Mashuk Mushtaqdin, and he joins us here in the studio, the playwright and performer. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And before we even get started about the play, you're local, right? Family's from Mebane, is that correct?
My in-laws live in Mebane, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So the play is called Draw the Circle, and it's a fascinating story. Tell us about it.
So it's the story, it's very autobiographical. It's the story of my transition from female body to male, but it's, I think, unique in the way that it's told from the point of view of everyone around me. So I never play myself during the course of the show. You just get to hear the story of that transition through these other characters. But I think what's more interesting to me is you get to hear their struggle with it as they try and come to terms with this person that they love doing things that they never, or moving in directions they never thought that they would.
That's awesome. So this is autobiographical. How long has it been since you transitioned?
I started in my, it's a process. It's not
right,
like a
right.
point in time. So I started in my late 20s, probably around 29, and I'm 40 now. So it's been a while.
So to actually write the play, how did you do it? Did you talk to people, interview family members? What did you do?
I didn't. Although I will say, from my partner's point of view, she was very generous. She gave me her journals from the time and let me read them, and we talked about them together. So I have things that she wrote in some ways, like very much from that time when she was coming to terms with it, that I've put into the play with her permission. And so, but the rest of it is just pointing, like figuring out what were those points that were important to tell for this very long journey, and then who could tell that point of the story, and many, many drafts. Probably about four whole drafts ended up on the floor before I ended up with this draft. And I had to do a lot of research on solo shows. It's not something I write all the time. This is the one, so.
So what's your sort of theatrical background? Is this the first solo show that you've done?
First solo show, not the first play.
Right.
I've been doing theater for more than a decade professionally, and I'm mostly a writer, but I have performed for a long time as well.
We're speaking with Mashuk Mushtaqdin again. Draw the Circle is the play. It opens this Wednesday and runs through Sunday at Playmakers Repertory Company. First show of their 2016-2017 season. It's a world premiere. Dean, what was the process like of writing this play? Like, what did you go through personally in writing it?
You know, it was when I first started writing it, I wondered if I would be a character in the play or not, and I knew that I wanted to be a solo show because it was such an intimate story, and I needed to bring the audience into that intimate telling of it. But it was really hard because I was living through things that were really hard for me again, and it's not as if the first time you write it, it comes out great. You have to sort of keep excavating and keep excavating, and I had to get to a place where I wasn't. I'm not trying to make myself look good. I am, if anything, hopefully harder on myself than I am on any other character. So it wasn't easy, but it is very cathartic, I think, to do it.
When did you make the choice to have the show be family members and other people and not you?
You know, I started with it, and then I, because I'd seen this another great solo show, and it wasn't autobiographical, but the writer had done that. And then I went back to putting myself in it, and then I thought, I hate this, and I took myself out. And some of it is that I've been through it. So the idea of spending a long time working on a piece where I'm going through it again feels very repetitive to me and boring. But what was really interesting and sustainable was looking at the struggles of these other people who not even didn't choose it, but this wasn't even on their radar. It wasn't a choice that they were making. It wasn't about their personal journey. But yet they had to somehow come to some sort of reckoning with it. And that was really interesting to me, to see and explore how people overcome their blocks or their, whatever those struggles are.
Yeah, and this is so many different issues sort of coming to the forefront in this play, because it's not just the transition from female to male. It's not just the transgender issue. It's also the fact that this is an immigrant family. It's a Muslim American family. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, and, I've had audiences say, like, it's really great to see a Muslim family, and especially, I think, not in any of the stereotypical ways that you see them. They're just a regular family struggling with regular family things. Maybe a little heightened because they're an immigrant family and they're used to being outsiders, and so they're probably more vulnerable to what people might think, but It's a family like any other family.
The play is Draw the Circle. Again, it opens Wednesday and runs through Sunday at Playmakers. It's the PRC2 season. PlaymakersRep.org is the website if you want to find out more information, ticket information, and things like that. Tickets are on sale now. We're speaking with the playwright and the performer, Mashuk Mushtaqdeen. And the title is Draw the Circle. Where does the title come from? And
the title comes from a poem. It's actually, I think, it's by Edwin Markham. And I believe he was a Unitarian Universalist, and I was visiting a Unitarian church, and I heard it. And the poem goes something like, "He drew a circle to shut us out, heretic, rebel, thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle and took him in."
I've always loved that.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
That's so cool. So,
and I think that's what the play is trying to do and what I'm trying to do.
All right. Again, this is going to be this week. It's absolutely a must-see. And what is the importance for you of not just doing the play, but doing it in North Carolina
at a time when this is such an
issue?
It feels a little bit like a perfect moment and maybe a perfect place to do it. But also, if there's any way that this play or I can help facilitate a conversation that isn't just adversarial, but that is, can we all come into the room and talk about why this stuff scares us and why we're nervous about it, then I just think there's more of a chance we could find common ground. But it gets so polarized so quickly, and that makes me sad. I mean, I really hope we can sort of get past that part.
Is that something that you find, I mean, we talk about the issues here in North Carolina specifically, is that something that you find equally everywhere?
Yeah, and I would say even being an activist, like I see it even within the activist community, this defensiveness, and I understand where it comes from because you feel like you're under attack all the time, but then there's this real, I think, digging your heels in sometimes and saying this is the way it has to be and everyone has to understand right away. And I get where that comes from, but I also think it's hard to understand, and that's okay. It's okay for it to be hard to understand as long as we're willing to sit in the room and talk together and sort of share what that experience is like.
And part of the experience of this week is going to be sort of after-show conversations, right?
Yeah. Every night there's going to be a different after-show conversation with people from the community, and so I'm really excited for that. And I hope the audience will really participate in that because I'm excited. For me, like after the show's over, what I really want to hear is all of us together in that room talking together about it.
Again, the play is Draw the Circle. PlaymakersRep.org is the website if you want ticket information. We're speaking with Mashuk Mushtaqdeen, the playwright and the performer. And I had a couple of questions before we let you go. First of all, is there any way we can get just a small excerpt from the play from you now?
A small excerpt?
Yeah. I'm kind of putting this on you. We'll edit this out in post if you say no. If you're listening to this right now, it means he said yes.
I will just say that I tell a lot of very good jokes, and so if you come to this play, perhaps you will hear one of my jokes.
Awesome. And before we let you go, I always wrap up interviews with this. Without spoiling your favorite moment from the play, what's your second favorite moment?
I mean, for me, I'm on that stage as an actor and not even as a playwright in that moment. And so for me, there's two favorite moments. One, I'll say every time I play my niece, she's a child and she's young and she has so much fun that I relax for a bit and just have fun with her. And the other moment is when I'm about three characters to the end, I feel like I'm in the home stretch and I'm almost there. And so I get very excited that I'm almost to the end of it because it's a very exhausting.
It's got to be exhausting to be up on stage, like spotlight on you the whole time.
Yeah, it's 80 minutes. It's almost 80 minutes nonstop.
Yeah.
And there's I always say there's no bottle of water on stage for me, so I don't get a drink of water until I leave stage.
Until like 2 seconds after you get off stage. Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I'm so looking forward to this. And everyone listening out there, again, it's this week, Wednesday through Sunday. It kicks off Playmaker season. It's a world premiere. So important. And it's going to be such a great show. Mashuk Mushtaqdeen's Draw the Circle, directed by Che Yu, Wednesday through Sunday. PlaymakersRep.org is the website. Go there now. Get ticket information. They're going quick. Dean, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was great.